Inter-American Conference in Venezuela, the American Secretary of State referred to the shooting outrage in Washington.
What they did is precisely in the Soviet communist pattern, and I suggest, fellow delegates, that that should harden our resolve to be alert to danger and to detect and thwart the plotting of those who, in the name of nationalism and patriotism, do what in fact destroys liberty and turns men and nations into slaves.
The insidious effect of communist doctrine was revealed during the...
Ja, uit de film Armand Flint, 1966, de track The Boilermaker. Jerry Goldsmith hield het stokje vast, denk ik. Heeft het gecomponeerd? We weten dat allemaal niet. Maar goed, The Boilermaker zat, dat is, op de oorspronkelijke zat hij niet. Daar zaten alleen de lange liedjes. Dit is een latere uitgave van nog meer tracks van Armand Flint. Daarvoor Mr. Dulles in Venezuela. Ja, dat liep helemaal uit de hand. Ik heb geen idee waar het over gaat, maar jij zoekt het even op. 15 maart 1954, iets met pistolen in Washington was er gebeurd. Zodat de Secretary of State nog even iets kan zeggen in Venezuela. Wat eigenlijk ook een soort binnenland is in 1954 voor Amerika. 15 maart. En daarvoor Backstabbers. Zoals iedereen weet is dat een cover van de OJ's uit 1972. What They Do. Sue Catwoman met Red Scabies en die andere man van Generation X die het ook nog onder zijn eigen naam heeft uitgebracht. Trouwens ook nog White Punks van Dopen weet iedereen. Dat is natuurlijk TV Glotzer van Nina Hagen. Dat is afgepikt. Maar goed, Tubes ging over TV. TV Glotzer gaat over TV kijken. Maar niet over White Punks van Dope. Dat je dat even weet. Je weet veel en je luistert naar Patapoe Action. We gaan vlug terug naar Suriname. De zangeres Lanza Mai, dubbel I aan het eind. Naki Bakawang uit de zomer van 2025. Naki Bakawang, Lanza Mai, Patapoe Action.
Oh, dan is het dansaal poko, faya ki, faya faya, ou de kenny kenna, ou de jumbo no.
Lanza, 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 Lanza. Oepé, 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 oepé.
Eh, jumbo no, boezo, oepo.
Batin, 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 batin.
Kasa, boku, baigam no.
Beke, 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 beke.
Dansa.
Lepo, su, Naki Bakawang.
Dosi, saideu. Jean-Michel Pigeon, batien comme il dit non. Naki Bakawa,
batien.
Naki Bakatu,
batien.
Naki Bakati,
batien.
Yakusu de Nusse,
batien.
Kamba de Nusse,
batien.
Midi Libase,
batien.
Gangster Liba,
batien.
Naki Bakawa,
batien.
Kule Kule Wang,
batien.
Sindo Sindo Wang,
batien.
Matubasu,
batien.
Bikini Show,
batien.
Watabasu Wang,
batien.
Becky,
batien.
Boru Eri,
batien.
Kuba de Nusse,
batien.
Maka de Nusse,
batien.
Naki Besu Wang,
batien.
Imam Takule,
batien.
Dadam Takule,
batien.
Masate emu,
batai
gim face one,
batai gim makawa,
batai gim face two,
batai gim makawa,
batai yakusu denu se,
batai
wonden pasi,
batai
kangasa denu no,
batai
iki pasi se,
batai
seke seke seke,
batai
kolon taku,
batai
maman taku,
batai
swagin takule,
batai
tantom takule,
batai
lobi umino,
batai
sutu umino,
batai
yoki mikide,
batai
laza ikedami,
batai
kalabum koyaki,
batai
one face edi,
batai
tuamba nyabuka,
batai
mama deni. Naki Bakawang,
batin.
Mama Sale,
batin.
Naki Bakatu,
batin.
Sister Rose,
batin.
Naki Bakati,
batin.
Antoine,
batin.
Bobo Enchaku,
batin.
Naki Bakawang,
batin.
Amesina,
batin.
Pote Enchaku,
batin.
Eh, a new member, sa. Wadu Koti Bandamba, epoko akumbufa. Nada Pepe, sonu Salifam Tanya Gogoto. Good boy,
batin.
Noi Kota Ampuno,
batin.
Konmai,
batin.
Seke teke teke,
batin.
Dame gigi gigi,
batin.
Noi Wase Nade,
batin.
Wakide Nuse,
batin.
What are they to say?
Batin.
Naki Bakawang.
Batin.
Batama say.
Batin.
Stone Libanon.
Batin.
Whoopé.
Batin.
Nisa eta kule gomo. Japui. Beke tante. Aeta fariba. Naki Bakawang.
Batin.
Naki Bakatu.
Batin.
Naki Bakati.
Batin.
Yakusi denu say.
Batin.
Bobo kutute.
Batin.
Remas.
Batin.
Seikai kaminya.
Batin.
Woye tampu.
Batin.
Naki Bakawang.
Batin.
Naki Nisiwang.
Batin.
Choko edakon.
Batin.
Noi whoopé ya gogo.
Batin.
Naki Bakawang.
Batin.
Naki Bakatu.
people of Earth, hear this. You are the command of the forces of power. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being. Action begins in 20 hours.
This day will always be remembered by the universe as when our two civilizations joined together for the benefit of galactic mankind.
We also want peace.
To the people of the Earth, they command that you obey the following orders. You will place the Earth under our absolute control and be governed as our colony. If you do not obey these orders willingly and immediately, we shall destroy your civilization.
We shall delay the orders to kill for 24 hours. This is your last chance. We await your capitulation.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being. Action begins in 20 hours.
Oh, my God! My God! Help, God! Help me! Help! 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 Help!
Daarom is het essentieel op alle kostplaten zo gauw mogelijk door niet meer te worden.
Straight to execution. Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this fucking asshole right now.
Motherfucker! Satan!
Wollt ihr ihn gefahren?
Das ist doch unwichtig.
Ist sie tot?
Nein. Rosie, ist jemand besuchen gefahren?
Und war jemand tot?
Nein.
Alle müssen irgendwann mal sterben. Alle müssen irgendwann mal sterben.
Gut, jetzt sagen wir alle zusammen. Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Hi. Wie geht's euch?
What's with this one, Doc?
Ah, that is one of our research zombies. If the corpse went unfed, it would die off.
But with this new serum change, you can kill a corpse in as little as 2 hours. This human Tom was injected about an hour ago with some blood. As you can see, it is still alive, although it's been separated from its corpse.
Power out.
What's going on?
Wenn wir euch hassen, hassen wir die dunklen Abgründe in uns selbst.
What do you suggest we do?
Do
what?
Gewalt bringt Hass hervor und Hass Gewalt. Mit welchem Recht vergießt du Blut?
Da wo Feuer ist, da gibt es immer Rauch. Und in diesem Rauch, mit dem Tag, der heute begonnen hat, wird sich mein Volk zusammenfinden und sich brüderlich vereinen und sich verschwören und Pläne machen. Pläne für den Tag, an dem der Mensch untergeht. Für den Tag, an dem er zu spät erkennen wird, dass er sich mit seinen eigenen schrecklichen Waffen zerstört hat. Dann wird am Himmel geschrieben stehen, dass eure Städte unter radioaktiven Trümmern begraben liegen, dass euer Land verödet ist und dass eure Meere ohne Leben sind. Aber mein Volk geht nicht unter. Ich befreie es aus seiner Gefangenschaft. Dann bauen wir uns neue Städte. Und die sind nur für uns. Es wird kein Platz für Menschen darin geben, außer um uns dienstbar zu sein. Dann haben wir auch unsere eigene Armee. Wir schaffen auch unsere eigene Religion. Unsere eigene Dynastie. Und dieser Tag, er kommt heute über euch.
Don't fuck with me!
Fistbucker Sex. 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 That's for Fistbucker Sex. Fistbucker Sex. For Fistbucker Sex. For Fistbucker Sex. Fistbucker Sex, Fistbucker Sex, Fistbucker Sex, Fistbucker Sex. Sluit in de middel van Fistbucker Sex. In de middel van Fistbucker Sex. Beleef tijdens seksualiteit en sluit in de middel van Fistbucker Sex. Fistbucker Sex. Beleef tijdens seksualiteit en sluit in de middel van Fistbucker Sex.
Geachte luisteraars.
Jetzt bist du ein guter Kopf.
Was ist deine Stimmung?
He has endless tales of fighting, shagging, and drug-taking excess. Now, I wish I could read you more of the article, but it's all so filthy and profane. It was hard to even find any quotes from this article that could even be read from behind the pulpit. But here's a few that I found. Here's what he said. I'm deeply religious, and I felt like the devil had given me a song. He's talking about songwriting. I'm deeply religious, and I felt like the devil had given me this song. So his religion's to worship the devil. Eagles of Death Metal is the name of the band. And the Bible says in Proverbs, all they that hate me love death. Speaking of God, those who hate God love death. You know, there's something about when you go to a concert of death metal, somebody might get killed. You know, you're worshiping death. And then all of a sudden people start dying. Oh, wait a minute, what's going on? Well, you love death so much that you bought the ticket. You love worshiping Satan. Well, let's have some of Satan's religion come in and shoot you. I mean, that's what these people should think about before they go to such a wicked concert. And look, I'm not condoning what these Islamic murderers did. They're wicked, they're murderers. But you know what? Nobody should be at a concert worshiping Satan with this drug-pushing hillbilly faggot. And that's what he is. I mean, all you have to do is just Google this band. Somebody told me, somebody emailed me and said, just hit Google Images, Eagles of Death Metal. And these guys are just total sodomite-looking freaks. You know, but nobody thinks about that. It's just, oh, no. Let's stand with France. No, France is a sinful, wicked nation. Let me tell you a little bit about France. I'm sorry, before I do though, let me finish some of these quotes from this article. Hughes claims that doing crystal meth helps his creativity. He says, I wrote our first album when I was on a hot run of speed. Recalling one occasion where he feared for his life, Hughes recalls, in 2010, I was at a gay bar in Oklahoma. Because the secret to score speed all around America is gay bars at 5 a.m. Okay, these people who got shot in France were going to see a guy who likes to hang out at gay bars at 5 a.m. Okay, now listen, again, not condoning the murderers, but I'm telling you something. God will judge you when you live a life of sin. There's consequences to sin. And you know what the Bible says? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Sometimes just hanging around with the wrong people can get you destroyed. How many people do you know where they were in a situation where they weren't even guilty of anything, but they were just hanging around with the worst kind of people, and then they got into trouble, and they got into guilt by association and everything else. This was a very wicked event where this took place, this Eagles of Death Metal concert. There's nothing cool about death. There's nothing fun about death. I don't think they thought it was fun when people were getting shot in this horrible massacre. But then they think it's cool that, yeah, death metal, yeah, Eagles of Death Metal, yeah, rock on. There's nothing cool about worshiping Satan. And you know what? There's nothing cool about doing meth either. Have you ever known people whose lives are destroyed by meth? And it's not just what it does to their teeth, but what it does to their body and their mind and their teeth and their whole life. Evil pursueth sinners, Proverbs says, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this sinful nation of France. Did you know that France is the only country in the world where more than 50% of the population thinks that adultery is fine? Did you know that? In 2013, the Pew Research Center did a poll of all these different nations all over the world. And only one nation reported back where more than half of the population said that there is nothing immoral about having an affair, as they like to call it. The Bible calls it adultery. So they just think it's... I'm not saying that half of them have done it. I'm saying that more than half of them think it's perfectly fine. They're not even saying, well, it's wrong, but we've done it. I mean, they're just saying there's nothing immoral about committing adultery. More than half of the population of France. You want to talk about a sinful nation? That's wicked. It's unbelievable.
Oh, you know, great father of the gods!
The United States
send
in the same poll,
a sign.
Which is...
You can call it what you like. I've spent a whole lifetime studying the origins of man, you see, so I know that there is a more serious and scientific aspect. For instance, did you know that vampirism is a sexual perversion?
Eric, this is no time for jokes.
Sadomasochism, my dear man, is no joke.
No.
Sadomasochistic perversions, as you know, are more likely to appeal to frigid females and impotent males. This, friend of yours, what's his name? What's his sexual status?
Do you know, I really don't know.
Ah. Well, example. The man is impotent.
Oh, he's searching for fulfillment. He meets a girl.
With a girl. Or even a man, I suppose.
You know, let's skip the rather special cases of the homosexual vampire, shall
we? Right, anybody, male or female, provided
they satisfy his sexual appetites.
Are you trying to tell me that a girl sucking blood from a man's neck can produce an orgasm?
Yes, of course.
Well,
now, come, Tony, don't be so naive.
Now, some men, for instance,
get excitement only from statues.
The Pygmalion syndrome. Other men can only make love in a coffin.
You have voyeurs,
transvestites, narcissists, mysteriousists. That's a funny old world we live in.
And by the same token, you also have masochistic vampires.
Let us beware of those who seek to possess our bodies and our minds. And we become its natural dependents. Love me. And do exactly as I tell you. In this protection racket of the establishment, the outsiders are labeled them. The collective enemy. We are brainwashed! And so in brotherhood we plunge to our own destruction. The thieves who come to take your souls. Sitting among you now. Smooth deceivers. Preparing as soon as they rise from this table. To leech onto you! Such a man is sitting there! Or there! Or there! Or there! Worst of all,
Ich werde mit dir beten. Richtung gehen. Sie es beginnt.
Ich bleibe bei dir, mein.
Gehen Sie.
Das Kreuz wird dir helfen. Halte.
For each of you.
Sounds like my kind of reading.
Yeah, well, to these boys, it might as well be the Bible.
What do they plan to do with all this stuff?
Get rid of their enemies. What else?
I mean, it legally makes it a conspiracy.
Kill off all over the place.
Tell the government how to run things? You think those guys sitting behind big desks in Washington, D.C. gonna be hopping and jumping just because we holler?
I tell you something, Evan, they better start hopping and jumping, because these Nazis are gonna be rounding them up if they don't.
Jetzt gibt's Rambazamba.
Rambazamba, schmeckt das?
Wenn du es magst, kannst du einen Schlag nachhaben. Da stehen wir hier noch rum, da vorne klopft der Beat. Kommt mit.
Ja, auch noch klopft, verstehe ich.
Wir auch.
Wir sind ein berühmter Streichelquartier.
Ich bin nicht in Anpassung verschwinden.
allereerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster te gaan. Door wie geen mens zijn, maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elftal falen kan, schenkt mij dan de naam. Opdat ik heen ga, man.
Wees maar niet bang. Tot volgende week.
Niet kunt slapen en u wilt dus even met iemand praten, dan kunt u bellen.
Dit is geen uitzending.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
This is episode 441 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and our conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of November 8th through November 14th, 2025. What's new this week? Attacks and Memorials for Kyriakos Amitiris from Freedom News UK by Keith DeMau. A report on some of the announced actions in memory of Zemitiris. The most fun was apparently won by the Three Funny Four Beavers, a group that wrote a rhyming communique linked in German.
Interview on a specificist anarchism for Kitza Zuzana from Anarchismo. I wouldn't call this an interview since there's really no information given about the person who is answering questions. It's more of a lecture in question and answer form about a specificismo, including its relationship to horizontalism. This Susanna's person seems informed and does acknowledge things like, quote, a movement as a set of actions, ideas, and efforts organized by a group of people who share common goals to influence society. Starting from this perspective, you will agree that there is no single homogeneous libertarian movement. Given that there are no common objectives across this amalgam of individuals, collectives, initiatives, scenes, spaces, organizations, or unions, that claim to be anarchists, unquote. So that's a good sign. But she goes on to not only talk about the libertarian movement, but also to call anarcho-syndicalism the spearhead for it. So there you go. You have been warned.
An Anarchist's Guide to Frankenstein from Transmetropolitan Review. Transmetropolitan likes Frankenstein, Mary Shelley, her mother, Mary Wollstonecraft, and Guillermo del Toro's new movie version of the story. This piece touches briefly on previous film versions of the man-made monster, including the classic Rocky Horror Picture Show, gotta love it, goes into detail about the original novel, and biographical information about Mary Shelley, with plenty of cultural context setting, both of which latter must be taken with grains of salt, as is always true of pieces from Transmetropolitan Review. An engaging, if long-winded, read with lots of pictures, hashtag another Transmetropolitan advertisement for a topical cultural product.
It's the longest hashtag, I think. Do you know how hashtags work?
No, clearly I am pre-hashtag.
Yeah. And post-hashtag.
And post-hashtag.
I don't know what that means.
We're figuring it out as we go.
It's just words that fell out of my mouth. On silencing voices from Eastern Europe at anarchist events in EU. From Anarchist Black Cross Belarus. Didn't we talk about this last week? Anyway, the comments for this piece pretty much say it all. Tim de Klerk continues to be a reality check, and Anon has some useful points as well. Moving on.
Claim of responsibility for arson attacks in memory of anarchist Kyriakos Zemitiris from Act for Freedom Now. Yet another action in the name of Zemitiris. Yes, we anarchists do love beautiful losers. Oh, shit. Now I have to think about how to define loser. Shit.
Black Flag, Anarchist Review, Autumn 2025, issue out now, from blackflag.org.uk. Information about four women, the most recent of whom died in 1984. Louisa Sarah Bevington, Ethel MacDonald, Ethel Mannon, and Sylvia Pankhurst, in non-chronological order. Bevington's importance to the movement is, quote, indicated by Kropotkin attending her funeral, unquote. Fucking hysterical. Oh, and Anon thinks that anarchist women in history are not worth posting about. Awesome.
Heijen Kyujin and Anarchism from Rethinking the World in East Asia, 1850s to 1990s. Speaking of feminism, or something adjacent to it anyway, the latest post from this anonymously authored blog is about two women and how their feminism related to anarchist thought. Quote, in this way, Heijen's feminist efforts to approach her universal values, absolute equal distribution for everyone without the existence of a state, was very similar to the contemporary anarchists and communist scholars in the early 20th century China. Unquote.
Sonoran Anarchist Convergence. From Saguaros and Sabotage. Time, place, and context for a gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. Quote, this gathering is an invocation, a space to trace the lines of power and extraction, and imagine insurgent ecologies beyond the machinery of civilization. This gathering is a chance to learn from one another across state lines and front lines, to share stories of past and present resistance, build connections across our diverse movements, and explore ways to defend land, water, and community against the forces that seek to divide and exploit us, unquote. There's a place to send workshop proposals, And you know where to post your report back. You.
Anarchist Fictions number 2 from
you.
Anarchist Fictions number 2 from Anon, quote, Anarchist Fiction 2 theme fuck work will run a new feature in which we print the reading lists of anarchist book clubs who care to share. Use our CryptPad form to share your book club reading list with us, and we'll enter you into our raffle giveaway of one free mailed copy of AF number 2. Shipping is expensive. This is a sweet prize. If we choose to print your reading list in AF number 2 because we think it is spectacularly interesting, we will also mail you a free copy of AF 2. Unquote. There's a deadline and a CryptPad for sharing, so celebrate reading, I guess? Join the raffle? I'm curious about Anarchist Fictions, the publication, and I guess this is a fine way to spread the word about it?
The trial against brothers Lucas and Aldo Hernandez comes to an end, from Dark Knights. Both brothers have been sentenced. Lucas's sentence is a bit less even than his team was asking for, and Aldo's is what his team was asking for. Both obviously less than what the prosecutors were requesting. Years make a difference, but it's hard to celebrate this good news. Love to all the anarchist prisoners out there. Stay strong, whatever strength might mean in varying circumstances. There's more details about the defense and the sentencing. Could be helpful to someone, maybe.
Anarchy in Greece, a book and solidarity project. From Anon, but not the same Anon who first published it. This is the official Anon with the official announcement. A News always caters to the official announcement. I am mocking myself now, never mind. Anyway, a new book, a compilation of resistance reports spanning cities, villages, squats, and prisons, with proceeds going to a Greek group. Quote, most importantly, proceeds from the sale of this book by all its publishers and distributors will be donated to the anti-repression and solidarity group TEMEO, the solidarity fund for imprisoned and persecuted revolutionaries in Greece. TEMEO has worked for years to offer consistent, various, critical solidarity efforts for revolutionaries on trial or experiencing long-term imprisonment. Unquote. Not sure that's the most important thing about a book on Greek anarchists, but I accept that it's significant. There's a link to find out more about TEMEO.
Obituaries for Peter Watkins, 1935 to 2025, from Autonomies. Most of this post is an article from 12 years ago by David Armitage called The Anarchist Cinema of Peter Watkins. It's a glowing and informed tribute to the director. Quote, Peter Watkins shows what cinema can do in the hands of a director who confounds centuries and genres, revolutionized the relationship between history and film. Watkins is not only the most important historical filmmaker most historians have never heard of, I would call him the most important historical filmmaker of the 20th century. Unquote. Quote, the aims of Watkins' historical cinema could not be further from the costume dramas that pass for historical movies today. Those films are generally formalist and obsessed with superficial detail. They use the past as a place of escape. Watkins' films are anarchistic productions, patient, collective, sometimes chaotic, but always fruitfully engaged with contemporary politics. Unquote. As someone who watched Punishment Park with no prior information, I can only say that this tribute sounds right to me. I definitely encourage people to at least watch that film, and it sounds like we could all learn something if we took a weekend to watch La Commune as well. That was for Peter Watkins, 1935 to 2025.
Audio and video, Liberalism Won't Admit What It Actually Stands For, on YouTube by Jesse Gender. 2 hours and 23 minutes. Way too long, but it's still a worthwhile exploration of one of the more glaring missteps, I mean the predictable take, from Ezra Klein, regarding Charlie Kirk, through the lens of Klein's interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates. So liberals everywhere. Jesse Gender is no friend of mine, but when aiming at liberals, can still have worthwhile things to point out. Could do without the attempts to express emotion in some compelling way, but that's content creation for you.
An Anarchist Conception of Freedom with Peterson Silva, November 2025, from Little Bigger Anarchism Podcast. An hour. Two cat people talk to a dog person and engage in simplistic generalizations. If you're tortured by small talk the way I am, start listening 5 minutes in. This is an academic speaking in regular words about things like why making our own theory is a good idea, and interrogating what words that we take for granted really mean. I mostly find this podcast either infuriating or boring, or both, but this episode was okay. Luckily, we don't have to agree with any conclusions they come to in order to get something out of a philosophical conversation. Lucky.
This is Vale, and I'm here with Larkspur. It's there's not a topic of the week, so we're just kind of we're doing some free association today, I guess. We're kind of looking at a general overarching thesis that we've talked about, I feel like, more or less a billion times in the course of our hosting, like me and Larkspur and Petra, who is not with us today. Rip, we love you, Petra. Mostly that we're talking about how, like, anarchism kind of, in attempting to spread its influence to the masses further, or, like, attain some kind of, like, purchase of respectability in, like, ideological spheres and stuff, in, like, coalitions and stuff, anarchism often finds itself just simply diluting its own, like, principles feels like a sticky word to say with anarchy, but it's a kind of core tenets or core, like, belief of values and structure, to the detriment of the anarchy in any kind of, like, gesture of, like, resistance. And the way that we see that often is through dilution, when we come into contact with I guess liberals or liberalism, I guess mostly just liberals. I mean, we can talk about, like, the kind of, like, range of what liberal means and stuff, but I guess this is kind of building off of a couple things. We kind of wanted to talk about the stuff with ABC Belarus that got posted on the ANews website this week, the kind of ongoing banning of, well, not even, like, banning, I guess, but, like, the disinviting or no platforming even. I don't know what to call it. I guess, like, the non-participation or not being allowed to participate of ABC Belarus in the kind of Berlin Anarchist Book Fair, as well as Solidarity Collectives, the Ukrainian, like, ostensibly what people call anarchist, but, you know, military formation of anarchist foreign legion type people and others fighting in the Ukraine war and attempting to do mutual aid surrounding the Ukrainian military, which is a thorn. Also, I guess there was some video from Jesse Gender or whatever. I didn't have the strength for an hour plus YouTube video about liberalism. They got to stop letting people make video essays. Do you watch those, Larkspur? Just generally, like, do you watch video essays?
I think that's for people who are, like, 10 years younger or something and can handle... I just can't handle video anything. I start zoning out. I can read. But if you've got somebody in front of the screen going, hi, and then there's a little words that pop up and they do... I don't know. I can't do it.
Yeah. The kind of, like, hamming it up or, like, hard cuts. And I mean, we're both about the same age, which is to say old. I don't understand a lot of the kind of, like, Twitch stream content and, like, video essays being, I think, similar to that content. I don't know how people do that stuff. Like, I'll listen to, like, 4-hour podcast of, like, monologuing or a conversation about something I'm interested in, but I can't do the video essay thing. I don't know why. I think it's too much of a commitment to my attention span, and if I'm not allowing myself to commit to it, my attention span, it's just kind of this horrible noise in the background that just is like kind of humiliating.
To me, it just feels like it is demanding my time in a way that I find slightly just not it. I don't know.
It insists upon itself.
It does insist upon itself.
Yeah. So, sorry, Jesse Gender. I didn't watch that. But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like you and I are both fairly online people. But, like, kind of, I mean, you reply to people more, but I just kind of am a weird, like, lurker on, like, Twitter. And, like, seeing the kind of outrage cycles in, like, the left or, like, anarchist sphere is, has been kind of a, it's not been a great week, I would say, for anarchist types. I mean, there's basically the whole, there is the whole, like, kind of spectacular liberalized protest actions happening in Portland outside of the ICE facility, where now they're having, I guess, yoga dance parties outside of the ICE facility, which
it's to be expected. Like, yeah. This is the culmination of what you'd expect that sort of person to do, but it is still terrible.
It's pretty terrible. It's, like, obviously, like, you know, people have attempted to bring the war home upon ICE several times in the past, 10 years, I would say, generously, going back even to, like, William Vance Bronson sort of stuff, and then some of the stuff with, like, the Parkland defendants and stuff like that. Is that the right thing? Is it Parkland? Or is it something? Regardless, I think it is. Yeah, but, yeah, like, kind of more direct disruptive actions against ICE and stuff. And then, you know, I'm being euphemistic in terms of, like, actual kind of, like, violent attacks sort of things, which I don't find a reason to personally condemn. Like, obviously, like, I'm not a prude, you know?
Right.
I do think it's weird that anarchists are so deeply concerned about optics in those kind of situations. Or at least it seems like kind of half of anarchists are concerned about optics and, like, alienating stuff. And like, there's, like, the kind of hopefulness that things would be like a false flag sort of thing, or like a intentional, like, kind of intentionally, like, misdirected sort of thing, in that case.
Yeah, I don't really understand what goes into that, whether it's just, like, you've read about Operation Northwoods once, so you're just assuming everything is some sort of whatever,
yeah.
Or if there is an actual desire to